Okay. Dalam and Aleph by the two dots. The Mishnah said, Tumtum and a dragoness. Tara Bonan. The Pasuk says, Kol Zuchurcha, it says Zuchur. So with Arshan, the Hutzi is a Noshim. Zuchur excludes women. Or the word, it says Zuchurcha, so it says Zuchur. The fact that it says Zuchur excludes women. When it says Zuchurcha, the Hutzi Tumtum and a dragoness. Calls the Kirk of the Rabbis is a katana. Okay. So, Omar, that's the price. Zachar lahotis and Nashim. For the Markasha, halamali kura, why would they need a pasuk to exclude women? Michti, mitzvah say, shazman gramahu. It's a time bound mitzvah say. Bechol mitzvah say, shazman gramah, Nashim paturis. Women are pata, mitzvah say, shazman gramah. So, why would they need a pasuk to be marba? To exclude women, why would I think they're included? Versus Itzrich, no, I need a pasuk to exclude women. So that the chamino nelef re'ia re'ia mehakel. We should use the same gzereshab we said before from Hakel, and we should say the following: malahal and noshim chayab. We should learn from Hakel to here, to re'ia. And by Hakel it says that the women have to come also. So it's just like over there, women are chayiv. Avkan, noshim chayiv. As I think over here, also women should be chayiv. Kamash malon, that they're not chayiv. Now the Moran Kedushin, if you recall, the Moran Kedushin actually learns out Hakel's one of the places. The Moran learns out the women are potter from the cessation of Gromah, based on an idea of shneksu b'am keachad or shneksu b'am keachad, that we find cases where women are chayiv in time bound mitzvahs. And one of the examples is Hakel. And we say, well, the Torah wrote only these, it means enough to exclude everywhere else. That's the idea of it's shasuk sun boim keacher. But if you have a gzeres shava, the Mar says it ends up being shasuk sun. But if you have a gzeres shava, you have a gzeres shava. So now that the gzeres shava will tell, but this goes together with hakel. So I need the zuchurcha to exclude women or pot. Fine. Okay. Now, is that zuchurcha? Mar Zuchurcha Lahoitzi Tumtum Vandroginis. Versus Bishlam Androginus Androginos Itzuch. The Torah actually has to exclude Androginus. So that the Ramino Help Isli Tzad Zachrus Lichayev. He has the Androginus has both male and female genitalia. So he has Zachrus, so he's a Zocher. Kamash Malon, Pasuk says, no, the Berei Bifnayatzim, who, he's not your average Zocher, he's different. He has also, he's different than a Zocher. So I need a Pasuk to tell me that he's excluded. El Tumtum, but Tumtum is a case where neither Avorim are nicker. It's not nicker whether he's a male or a female. So Sveikahu, he's a Sofik. Whether he's Chayiv. So me itzakro lemute Sveikah. So do I need a pasuk to exclude a case of a Sofik? Now those are the words of the Gemara. Now I'll tell you Tosis Pshat first. And I'll talk about Rashi. Tosis says, so how could he bring a carbon mesophic? Well, maybe he's a zocher, maybe he's in a cave, we don't know. So mesophic, does that mean be macro? He should bring a carbon, right? Sveka the rice of the chumra. Says, but he can't do that because it's chulam bazar. This it says, and that's when he said the rice would bring chulam bazar. Now, a woman could also be menadev, but if you want to give it the teres arlis ri'ya. If that's what you give it for, the pasuk is talking about that. It was obvious when we said the kavanas haTorah, the Torah didn't expect it to be marker mitzvah because it would be a suffolk gisser. Now, yeah, you could circumvent it by going and say, I'll make it tonight. If I'm chayiv, if not, when we said the tzivay haTorah, where would I have? I wouldn't be mechayiv to make such a tonight. That's what Tosfos understands. Now, I mean, Tosfos is going with this Gemara, really the rule of mitzvahs that Sveka the Rice of the Chumra should apply. But I have a Sufik Yisr. And even though I could potentially make it tonight, Tosfos, that's not mistaken in the Misad Pesukim that the Pesuk is referring to that. So I understand that you can't bring. Rashi does not learn like Tosis. Rashi does not learn like Tosis, and Rashi says that why should I think he's chayiv? If he's a Savak, why should I think he's chayiv? So the Miri over here says this is the source for the Rambam sheet of the sake of the rice, that the rice is the kula. The Rambam Shita is to meet a rice. If I have a subject, the rice mitzad sivya to Rambam mechuyev to do it. That which we're machar by subject the rice is a din the rabbanon. The Rambam that's a general rule. Rambam says if it's talking about chiyev koris, meet a rice is the chumra. In case it's nikve yisura, you know vada is the chefs of Yisra in front of you. You don't know which one it is. Subject the rice of the chumra. There are cases where subject the rice of the chumra, even according to the Rambam. It means we know for sure there's two items here. One is Vada Yisr.
I just think the first
Ikva. But in general, the Rambam understands that the sake of the rice of the Chumra is only the Rabbanim. I mean, the rice of the Torah is not Machayiv, me to be Machmer. That's the worst thing we're talking about Pesukim over here. It's a suffix. So why should you be Machmer?
It's a Stam Nevada without any further qualification on it's broad. It is broad as what?
A Stam what?
Stam
Nadava.
Yeah.
You can make it oiler, you can make it a shlomo, you can make it whatever you want.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, that's not true. You can't make it whatever you want. You can make it oiler shlomo. You can't make it a chatus or roshim ben Nadava. But oiler and shlomo are blom Nadava. So to Yavin over here, but the Muhammad the Rashba, the famous close Rambam and Rash, but the Rashba holds sake of the rice is the rice of the Chumra. Which in our minds makes a lot of sense. I mean, how could you play around with the subject of the rice? I mean, maybe it's an isser. So Bishlam, when the Torah it says explicitly that it's mutter, I understand. Moshul by mamzer, the moral makes it drush, the subject, vari mamzer, or serchamon or beloy, subject mamzer. So the rice, the subject mamzer is mutter. Okay, the Torah said over there explicitly that subject the rice, sveka, subject mamzer is mutter. But here you're dealing with not the Torah didn't say explicitly. We would assume that the logic would be that you should be machmer. Listen, maybe this is poison. Well, it's not body poison, so like why not? You know, why, it's very nice, but it's suffic poison.
Did you say that the Rambam does or doesn't distinguish between ase and not ase?
It's a great question. We're going to get to that. So the Rashi seems to make a lot of sense. The problem is how's the Rashi going to send this Gemara? So Turi Eben asked the Kasha over here. Says, "How's the Rashi going to send this Gemara?" So there's a few different approaches how to understand the Gemara. Now, by androgynous, this Gemara, the Gemara says, "Itzakra lemute sveika." It's not an uncommon phrase. The Gemara says it a few places in Shas. If you look in your Marmukam on the side, it gives you the Gemara Becharis, Gemara Kulin. That's not a full list. Actually, the Mar Malkam Tachulin is Daf Kof Beis, right? So we had it once recently. There's two types of sveikas. There's one type of suffix which is a universal suffix. What I mean, the suffix is always the same. What is an androgynous? Is an androgynous a male? Is it a female? Is it a third entity? The more discusses that by being birds, so a terim have to be adults, and b'nei yonah have to be dafka, b'nei yonah have to be dafka children. So there is a beginning when the child changes its feathers to becoming an adult. It goes through a process called sihuv. It becomes like yellowish. The more is a suffix, is sihuv considered a child still? Is considered an adult? So is it possible by Yerna? Is it kosher by term or vice versa? So more says we have a possible to tell you that you can't do sihuv. The more says that's don't tell me because it's a suffix, don't do it. Don't tell me it's a suffix, you don't do it. Tell me what it is. Pasuk says, you know, I want to dress. Since you are with a dragon, is you should be do this. Tell me what the version. Every dragon is always the same. So tell me, is androgynous a male? Is it a female? The Torah is already addressing androgynous instead of saying, you don't know what to do, do this. I have a better way to address the problem. Tell me what it is. Tumtum, each tumtum was different. Some tumtums were male, some tumtums were female. Now, that's reality which is out there. I don't know what this one is. And the Torah needs to give me a vehicle how to deal with questions, what situations where I'm in doubt. So you can't ask me, well, should you address the how to deal with a tumtum? Because of course you should address how to deal with a tumtum. I don't know what a tumtum is. So the Russian says, well, I'll tell you what a tumtum is. The Russian can't, I mean, unless the Torah wants to make a list, there isn't a tumtum will ever be born from there till Mashiach, can tell you exactly what each one is, you know, how's it going to address it? Don't make it just, listen, this is what you got to do. Well, you don't know. But androgynous, the correct way to address androgynous is by telling me, every androgynous is always the same suffix, and there's always the same answer. So tell me what it is. Don't say, well, since you don't know, do X. So, Hannah Morris said the phrase of suffix regards androgynous, that's a very fair question. The pasuk is addressing androgynous because of its suffix. Tell me what it is. Right? But by grabbing tumtum, that's the right thing the Torah should do. The Torah should address suffix tumtum and say, well, you don't know what to do with the tumtum, you're part of it. Right? I don't know what to do. Well, tell me what to do. So, at least one approach is the mice, it puts both in the same pasuk. So, Kuracha is maybe might say tumtum androgynous. Seems the more it addressed the question, the grabbing tumtum, but the more saying it's addressing them together because they're both have a din of a suffix. So it doesn't make sense that you should address androgynous through the process of suffix, because the correct way to address androgynous is through tell me what it is. And that's what the more means. But what Jonathan was saying is there is Mr. Bressler. In a case, is the Rambam's halacha only said by us? The Machlokes is the Rambam and the Rashba. Rambam holds the second. The Raisa is mutter. If a sub of the Raisa, the Raisa you're allowed to be. Chacham said you have to be Machlokes, but the Raisa you're allowed to be Mekel. Is he talking about Mrs. Lois Hasei? To my Mrs. Hasei? To my both? So this is an argument amongst the Achronim. There is actually a Kesef Mishnah, but the Kesef Mishnah says that even the Rambam holds Sovek Deraisa, the Raisa is Lakula, it's only by Mitzvah Lois Aseh. By Mitzvah Aseh, even the Rambam agrees it's Lakula. So then even the Rambam, the Miri obviously doesn't know that, because this Gemara is a Mitzvah Aseh, the Miri is saying this is a right to the Rambam. And that actually, the Kesef Mishnah quotes it from a Chubas Rambam. The Rambam, it's a quote from the Rambam himself, written to the Chachmei Luniel. So he quotes this whole long tshuva with there, and it's mashma from what he's saying that the Rambam agrees by mitzvah to say you have to machmer. So neither one has it. If he has this shot in the Gemara, but the Prima Gadam says the opposite. The Prima Gadam, I don't know what he does with the Kesef Mishnah. The Prima Gadam and Hilchos Tzitzis want to say even the Rashi agrees when it says say you're not machmer to machmer. He's saying when you come with isurim. You deal with it, so much as also Rashi says it's an also issue. You can't be mekel misafik. It's potential poison. In regards to a command, the commands were given when you know about your mechuyev. That's when the command was given. Midrash. So then that prima gadam, he says that as a possibility. So at least prima gadam would have an approach in the Gemara. We hear how to send the Gemara. So the first shot I was telling you that was the Tosema says that shot in the Gemara. Okay. Some more is kasha. Some rabbiya, the pasuk is referring to a case of kishabetsa bibachutz, that he's called a tumtum because you can't see the gid, but the testicles are visible. So the male organ is not visible, but the testicles are visible. And that's what the pasuk is saying. So really, he's a male. We know body, he's a male. So why is he putter? He's putter because he's not your average male. He's not like the average person. That's the pasuk being a mayat. Okay, Amar Mar. So the Brisa says the third point. Kol zechurcha l'rabbis is a ketanim. The word kol zechurcha says that even ketanim are chayiv. Aye, v'hatanan. Amar she said chutz mikhershat v'katan. The katan is potter. So you're telling me, Bryce is telling me that you have a mitzvah to bring a cotton is chayv and re'iyah. The Mishnah says explicitly the cotton is potter from re'iyah. Amar by Eloi Kasha, kan mekotten shegiyah lechinuch, kan mekotten shelo giyah lechinuch. The cotton which has reached the age of chinuch, so he's mechuyev. That's this Bryce. More says one sec. Kan shegiyah lechinuch is drabonon. Even when he's giyah lechinuch, his chiyev is not a chiyev derais. His chiyev is a chiyev drabonon. So you're learning out from a pasuk called zechurcha. That's derais.
What are we assuming in terms of this chiyev? Is it the chiyev on the katan or on the gadol?
Do we have to assume anything right now? It's mechalikus. It's actually steer and Rashi's. Rashi before said it's a mitzvah aviv v'imoy, which sounds like it's a mitzvah on the parents and not on the child. But I mentioned to you that the Gemara in Brachos is mashma not like that, because the Gemara in Brachos talks about a katan shegiyah lechinuch being moitzi a gadol in a case where the gadol only had a share of the rabbanon. The gadol only had the rice of Brachos must only be your full. He had a kazayas. The rabbanon is chayiv. The Gemara says that a katan who ate a full amount, who's chayiv the rabbanon, can be moitzi the gadol, is only chayiv the rabbanon. The katan not chayiv the rabbanon. The parents are chayiv to be mechanachim. He's not chayiv. So, baisach is the chayiv on the katan. There's a Rashi in Sukkah which is Mashal the Chiyuv is on the cotton. So let's assume for now it's on the cotton to make it a little bit easier.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on the gadol, I'm not sure, you know, what the question is necessarily. Like,
but the more it definitely deals with it is it in the Rabbanan. So we're saying economic across Mata Balma. You're right. That the cotton is chayim is only the Rabbanan, and the pasuk is only in Asmachta. Okay, but still, this word "call," which is extra, what's "call" zechurcha coming for? Avela krua the mayas. So, what's the pasuk of "call" coming for? Lechida acherim. The pasuk "call" is coming for the lach of the acherim. What are the acherim? Because I should say the Tanya probably. The Tanya acherim armim. We have a brisa which we call acherim. That acherim says.
Is that acherim remeir?
Acherim is remeir. Yeah. Actually, it's a Gemara later on. Why he's called a hair? He was Talmud of Acher.
I mean, it's Rameh, or it's what Acher said to Rameh.
No, he's. I'm not aware that's what Rav Acher. He was sometimes referred to as a hair. Lav Dafka, what he heard from. I mean, excuse me. I don't know for sure. I'm not aware of that, so I think I've heard it said some shot once in a time, but I'm not sure that I've never seen that anywhere in Gemara, that the Gemara says that. He was also Rebbe Nahoroi, according to one shot, so Rebbe Meir was also Rebbe Nahoroi, was according to one shot in the Gemara. So he had different names. He had three names. Now why each one was used when, I don't know. Acherim Armim, the Hamakamates, Bamitsarv, Nechoshes, Baborsi, Terminaria. There's three individuals that they have a very strong, repulsive old odor. They're not Chayiv in the midst of Ria. Why? We'll see what they are in a second. Mishum Shanemar, Kol Zechurcha, Midarsh, Misha Yachol, Lalos, Im Kol Zechurcha, Yotze Elo Shanem Riyam, Lalos, Im Kol Zechurcha. They have to be able to come as a group, as opposed to somebody which other people would want to stay away from due to their smell. Who are these three things? So Makamitz is a person who used to use the tsoya of kolovim, the dog manure, for the purpose of, they would use it in the tanning process. So he used to collect that. So the smell would cling to him. Even if he'd wash himself, the smell would still cling to him. Matzarf Nechoshes was a person who would smelt copper, and apparently has a very strong smell. And a bursi was a tanner. So all of them, their smell, that's the reality, that's their smell. So Grashi.
So, I mean, is this anybody who has temporarily. In other words, let's say I did something. I'm very smelly. Do I have to go and wash myself?
The question is over here. The drush of the pasuk is even if they wash themselves, they can't. They can't remove it. So if they can't remove it, so then they're not included in the mitzvah. Because if, I guess if you could, you'd be mechuyev to. Well, no. If you could, you weren't excluded in the pasuk to start with. So you just, it'd be nice that you should, because not to irritate the guy next to you. You'd be mechuyev without.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be someone who's sort of roy to go with the group.
I am roy to go with the group because I can take care of it, get rid of it.
Yeah, but that's only if you do take care.
No, so I'm roy. Now, if I choose not to, so I didn't make myself, I'm still roy. Then it would be nice if I did that, just to be a chesed, right? So Rashi, not sure for tourists, Zohar. Inemer zocher en lo kol hoitzi el es a noshim. The word had the Torah wrote zochurcha. They could have written zochur, all males. But say you would have said they didn't your males. They say all males. We explain the word males excluding noshim. Actually, shenemer zochurcha. But lo hoitzi es a afatum the madragan is im noshim. So zochur tells you not female. Zochurcha tells you tum the madragan. Time-bound mitzvah say women are potter. The Gemara said, yeah, but over here I would think you would learn from Hakel the Havi Nami mitzvah say shas on grama, but Nashim Chayavis, that's an exception. And there's a Gzeira Shava that say that you should be chay. So the pasuk tells you that you're potter. Asikrala Mutei Sveiku, Bitsimi, it's read as a question. Why do we need a pasuk to exclude a tumtum? Why should I take his chayiv? That's what Rashi seems to say, that suffik the raisa you be make. Why should I take your chayiv? Tomorrow says kishu beis imachutz. El shai gid tumun. The testes are visible, but the gid is not visible. Tovali zacher, who is definitely a zacher. I will not exclude him. We're not for the pasuk. I'm a kamitz mefarish myself as ksubis. I'm a kamitz is biyado itzoyas klam. He gathers with his hands. So I have the klamim of dogs. Bamar ni Rashi says. Now the morning verse says what you use it for. So Rashi says I'm going to suggest the sakim and uris. They used to use it to in the tanning process. Shekaren kur devon shemabden her son b'tzayas klof. There's a certain type of ur that you process with the tzay of the klof. Mitzarf nachashu shemitzarf b'mokum shekaren from her son in the karka. They would where they would dig it out. They would then smelt it. Kemafarish b'mesel esksubis kol elu rechon rab and yichel malalosim echaverein. The smell is such that they can't travel together with the group. Okay. Okay. So something more about it. Noshim and Bonim Shenim Chukhroim are excluded. So the more is like this. Mishnah and Noshim, the Mishnah had to point out Noshim or Pater, Kedamoran, because there could have been an argument that women are Chayiv. So the Pater says, the Mishnah says that they're Pater. That was I know Noshim or Pater, I understand, I have a drasha that they're Pater, and I need to tell you that they're Pater. Alavadim and Nolan, but how do you know Avadim or Pater? So the Moors are going to come back and say Avadim have the same status as women, but Rav Huna says Amar Krav Al Paneha Adoin Hashem. Because it says you go to that you have to present yourself to the Master Hashem. Mi Shein Lo Ela Adon Echad Yatzeh Sheyesh Lo Adon Acher. He has another master other than Hashem, so he's excluded. The only one who has his master is solely Hashem. Then the Mor says, "Kasha, halom alikro. What do you need a person to tell me it's excluded?" Michti. Comments is a sheishah chayev esbo, ebed chayev bo. So I don't understand what's Rav Huna bringing this pasuk. We have a general rule that an eved is only chayiv in the same instance as a woman. The gemara law la meish. I have this gezeira shava of law. It says with cost of loss ever increases, and it says by the eved by chuf shelo nitan law, which is referring to an eved. It's referring to a shivka, but we say it applies to both. So he has the same thing as a woman. So Amar Ravina lo nitzuch el misha chetzim eved bechetzim ben her. You're right. So the pasuk of El Panei Adoin is coming for the case of stam and eved, because stam and eved, I understand your potter. It's coming for the case of echatzi eved chetzim ben her. Dekanami. Furthermore, I'll prove it to you. It fits well. Diktani noshim vavodim sheinam mishukhorim. Mishnah says women and avodim which are not freed. My sheinam mishukhorim. What does it mean they're not freed? Ilay sheinam mishukhorim. They're not freed at all. Listen, avodim stam. Stom. I mean, the word eved means he's not freed. So he's an eved who's not freed. I mean, that's synonymous. So what does the Mishnah say? Elalav, obviously it means it's not totally freed. It means he's partially freed, but not totally freed. Shenam shakurim legamri. Mind, you know, what is that referring to? Mishachetz eved v'chetz menchorin to shramino. So now the Gemara can make your hair tear out. The Gemara says, like, how do you know about a potter? The Gemara says, I have a potter. Says, what are you potter for? It's obviously a potter because they're like women. Like, you know, and two lines back to back. The Gemara says, how do you know? Well, the answer is very simple because they're like women. And women are potter. They're potter. The Gemara says, oh, I have a potter. The Gemara says, what are you potter for? Isn't it obvious they're potter? They're like, well, they have them like women. So make up your mind. You ask, how do you know? So vice versa, the Gemara held the kasha that the flow of the Gemara is funny, but like this. Women are potter from the iser of shaving. There's no iser for a woman to shave with a razor. If a woman would have any beard hair, any facial hair that a woman has, she's allowed to shave with a razor. A man can't. What about an eved? In other words, mitzvahs which the reason why a woman doesn't have it is because the Torah learns out that there's like the hair of a woman doesn't have a din of a beard, which the Torah said this, you can't destroy a beard. But now I have an eved who has a beard. So that beard that he has is a beard of a male. So mitzvahs which theoretically should apply to women and to men equally, and women are potter, but are also potter. But over here, the potter said the reason why a woman is excluded is because it's zochur, it's a lot, you need a male. Well, he is a male. So if I can have a female who's a male, maybe she'd be a chayiv. So I have now a female who's a male. I have a halachic, somebody has a halachic dinim of a female, he's chayiv like a woman, but he's a male. So that's not obvious that that the gzeira shava should work for that.
So,
I understand, but I'm just saying that the idea is that not every halacha of the halacha that eved is also to shear, which means that even though he has a halacha like a woman, but there's certain things he doesn't have a halacha like a woman. So what's the chiluk? The chiluk is things which the reason why a woman is potter is because not specifically woman, the woman element makes her potter. It's just because we gave her a different halachas. There's nothing, no reason why a woman should be potter but mitzvah she has one grandma more than a man, right? It's not the woman aspect which creates the potter. It's, but the Torah gave women a different halachas, different rules than men. So we said that, you know, an eved can only has the same rules as a woman, but things which we exclude a woman because she's a woman, we're not going to exclude a man. And over here, the Torah said the exclusion of a woman is because of the word zachur. There's a lach of male versus female. So if that's the limud, I don't know that eved is excluded. So the verse says, how do you know what eved is excluded? So Rav Huna said, you're right, and you just have a pasuk. Now you're going to have to say that the next step of the Gemara, Ravina argues, obviously, and holds that the Zereshav would work. So really, the Mor says Holama Likra and Amar Ravina. Really, it's like almost like we had this a few times. The Mor says it's really Ravina talking the whole time. So almost the conversation was as if Amar Ravina really should have said back Holama Likra, Amar Ravina, Holama Likra. Therefore, Ravina says I have a different shot in the pasuk. It's really Ravina talking. So the Mor Stam Gemara asked the Kasha, how do you know? Ravina said, you're right, it's a good Kasha. You need a pasuk odd. Rina said back, excuse me, what are you doing? It doesn't the Xerah Shabbat carry that? So it comes out that Rav Huna, who has the pasuk of Odin, will learn it's talking about a full fledged Eved. And there's no pasuk to exclude a Chatzeb and Chatzeb and Cher. And Rav Huna and Ravina are going to argue what's with the Chatzeb and Chatzeb and Cher. Okay. Now, last thought. Remember the Rashi Gimel Beis Manal. Rashi said the Chatzav Chatzav Mecharon, according to Mishnah Achrona, he's like he's Meshuchah already. What do you mean like a Meshuchah? He's not freed yet. But remember, if the lamas the pasuk which excludes him is a new thought. The pasuk excludes him because of the din of Odin. He's potter because he has another master. Well, Chatzav Chatzav has another master. He's half his own master. He has another master. But now the law that you force the Adam to free him, and the Adam can't use him anyway, he's required to free him, he doesn't have another master. So he can't be excluded from the din of Adam. He has another second Adam. So now, on a derisa level, he'd be chayiv. It's not a derban of the gedin. Since the Chumash said, you have to free him. Now that's true, that he doesn't go into the Ptur. The Ptur is specifically Adam. One, two Adonim versus one Adon. So he doesn't have, he only has one Adon, he only has a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's what comes out. How, once Ravina makes his drasha based on that, we understand now the idea of what Tamar was saying, according to Mishnah Achrona, he'd be actually chayv. See Rashi. Kidamoran, we know a woman is part of the Zachar Lot Tizanosh. How do you know about it? So Ravina said, So what's it coming for? Now that we understand the drush is from the idea of multiple adonim, he doesn't have multiple adonim because the master has no control over him. The master is forced to get rid of him. Interesting question, because women don't come in, you mean? Even women might say, are allowed to come in the Tzarech, so he wouldn't be any worse. But I don't know. I'm not aware that. I'm not aware of a Gemara which explicitly discusses the issue. Maybe make a deek somewhere, but I don't know. But I'm not aware Gemara was explicit about it. Okay. Hachigir basuma b'chela b'zakim. Tan Rabbanan. So the Braisa which says, he says shalosh regolim. So we darshan prat lebalei kabin, like we said before, that the word regolim is excluding a person who has a artificial leg, so he has a prosthesis, so he doesn't have regolim. The Barakar, a different version of the Braisa says of what the drush is telling me. Regolim is a person who's able to go up by foot. And like the Mor said before, according to this drasha, that we darshan out balikabin from the word the pasuk of pa'amim, which you darshan also lashon of pa means a foot. So what's regalim? Prat lechigir excludes a person who's lame, lechal a person who's ill, suma a person who's blind, a person who's lezake, and a person who's elderly, which any yachol alas barag, and any person who can't go up on his own. So that they can't go up on their own, they're not chayv. So Mor says that who is that? Who's left after this list? Sheni yochel alas baragla b'siyamai. What's it coming to include beyond what we mentioned already? So Amar Rava lasuye. It's come lasuye mefanti. Rashi is a person who they can't, their nature is such that they can't walk barefoot. And you have to enter the mikdash barefoot, and he can't do it. So he's coming. He's in yochalas beraglov, meaning only in his feet. The chesiv, we have a pasuk which said you can't come in with your shoes on. Kisavoy le'rois panai, when you come to see a kadosh baruch hu, come into the mikdash. Who asked you to come in? Trampling my chatzur. So we're understanding that it means you can't come in your shoes. It's like you're stepping on something. Tosfos says that the Moreh Brachos loads enough from Shadon Alechem Al Raglecha. Moshe Rabbeinu is about to come to present himself. Moshe says, take your shoes off. It says, so why do we bring this pasuk? Tosfos says that the Iker pasuk actually is over there, but this pasuk is specifically talking about the case of Re'iyah. Le'ro'iz Panah, you're coming to see Kodesh Baruch, when it says, don't come in your shoes. See Rashi.
Is there a din that you have to actually walk up? I mean, can someone go in a carriage, for instance?
But from your, once you get to the Har Bayis, you have to go by foot.
Right, but the
that was you travel from your house to there, you don't have to go by foot. You have to be ready to go by foot. So Rashi, lo nitz davar acher. Kala b'le kaben mi pa'amim nafka k'rmin aliyah. We had it before in the Daf Gimel. We learn out from pa'amim that tell me b'le kaben are excluded. We need some other type of support besides his own feet. They can't go without shoes. And that's a mission bracha. You can't go to the Beis HaMikdash wearing your shoes. The pasuk says, "Who asked you to come and step on with your shoes on my chatzur?"
So now, what about nowadays in our shuls? I mean, you know, it wouldn't occur to any. Buddy, to go in without shoes. Not in Sanduchne, but in other words, that's like it's a chisaron of kavod, right? So it's like a stira.
Okay, I mean, it's interesting. The Mishnah talks about it in a makom where the derech was le'ro'es lifnei malachim barefoot, so it's considered proper to daven barefoot. In a place where it's considered the derech to go, the vei malachim was only the person would be shod. So it's a lack in kavod to come unshod. This is a concept of there's a kedusha. I mean, the Gemara talks about at least the gabbi kahanim. The avodas kahanim has to be done the barefoot. The Gemara says there's a din of chatzitza. So it's like there's a din of it's like. The same with the begotten have to be in the person. It's like kedusha. You know, there's a conference of connection of kedusha to the makom. The person has to connect to the makom through the feet. He's plugged in. You know, so it's a different concept. But the more is presenting over here, the idea of like, you know, it's like coming in your shoes is a lack of respect. You're right. The more it's presented is a lack of respect, which is an interesting point. Nowadays, we would see the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, going to Mishnah Berurah, I mean, so you know, why should it be that our surroundings control that?
I don't know. This is an interesting question. If the pasuk indicates that we could, it's considered trampling. That's what Tosfos says. Once you say the drasha is the Iker drasha shalom alecha, I wouldn't have that pasuk. I wouldn't understand that's called trampling. If I'm wearing what's called normal to wear, why is it called I'm trampling on you? If I come with these hobnail boots and understand, you know, who's so? But I'm not coming. I'm coming with regular shoes. Like, what am I doing wrong? I have a pasuk shal nolecha, so then I understand once I have shal nolecha, I said this is called remorse chatzir. This pasuk alone wouldn't, it can't stand without shal nolecha. And when the first time I learned this gemara, I said, like, where do you see that you can't have shoes from that without a masara like that? It wouldn't be obvious to me that that's called being an act of, it's an act of trampling.